time now to get some bizarre news stories from around the world brought to us by blind journalist Paul Bryce. Hello.
Simon Pulley, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Yes, yes, out of the snug.
And
back behind the microphone.
Yes, and I've been enjoying the range of stories we've been having over the last little while from right around the world. It's been fantastic.
No pressure then?
No.
Good. And we start with a pre-Christmas warning.
Uh-oh.
Because it's nearly that time. Mm. And this comes in the form of Russia. And they are advising children, when they write their letters to a man they call Grandfather Frost, we know him as Santa Claus, they write their letters and they're basically advising children and parents not to put too much personal information out there, which is very sensible, I think. You know, and as with many European countries, presents are received on New Year's Eve in Russia from Grandfather Frost. And so it's basically sort of a cautionary tale because there are unscrupulous people out there who pinch your details.
Yeah, and it's not Grandfather Frost we're talking about. I mean, it could be somebody that intercepts the information.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, yes. So well done, Russia, in a way. It has been mocked, of course.
Of course, everybody mocks everything.
Absolutely. And, you know, people saying odd things like, you know, please ban more streaming websites next year and things like that, which is a swipe at the security services. So there you are.
I don't know.
And talking of China, which we weren't.
We weren't.
But we are going to.
Oh, good.
Because to Beijing we go, and we talk about, again, a little overreaction, one thinks, because recently a sculpture of a black swan was unveiled in a shopping centre, which is right across the road from the Chinese security services and the head of the financial in the financial district.
It's not bugged, is it?
Well, no, but apparently it's seen as a bad sign. It's unlucky to have a black swan there. So it was, after being unveiled and standing there for half a day, it was surreptitiously whisked away.
You would have thought somebody might have thought about saying something before they actually went to the bother of putting it up.
Well, yes, and it isn't the first time, apparently. There was a statue in June, a statue of a rather famous, well, famous in China anyway, cartoon bear, and it was put up, and that was taken away because the design of the statue had the bear pointing what they thought was the middle finger towards the security services building. So they didn't like it very much.
But you would have thought, you know, them being the security services, they would have had wind of this all happening. You would have thought, maybe they're not very good.
And, of course, bear markets means, you know, bad trading. And you know,
bear anything can be bad.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah, especially in this weather.
I did like one comment that I read about, you know, because people have said, oh, it's just these financial people throwing their weight around. And somebody wrote, they've obviously got no confidence in their own ability if they think the statue's going to bring them that much bad luck.
Yeah, are they not quite superstitious, though, over there?
Yes, absolutely, and I think that's where it stems from.
Yeah. Oh, well. Better luck next time.
Absolutely. Now, here's originality for you. We've been doing a lot of stories in Finland of late.
We have, actually.
So here's another one, and here's another one about a town, and please forgive my pronunciation, it's called Lodja. I think that's how you say it.
You've no idea, have you?
No, I haven't got a clue, but that's a guess. And it's just west of Helsinki. And the town planners over there have come up with a novel idea of having modern names for their streets. So a lot of the names in Finland rely on sort of birch and anything to do with trees and colours and things like that. So they now want to have 21st century names for their streets.
Such as?
Such as Mimi Street, Blogger Road, Lol Street.
No.
Yes, yes, and Energy Street.
Well, that's, I mean, not exactly setting the world alight, are they?
Well, I know, but it's, I suppose it's to, it is different.
Yeah, I mean, maybe in a few years' time, people will look back and go, look at those quaint names.
Yes.
Remember when we used to blog?
Yes.
Before we got our telepathic skateboards.
Blogger Road. I like that.
Yeah, it's not bad, I suppose. Yeah. Lol Street.
Yeah, so there's a bit of innovation for you. I suppose it's forward thinking. One comment I read said, yes, this town is a town straight from the future.
No, well, what, at home, if you want to have some suggestions of modern name streets that you think that they could use, then do drop us a line. We'll give you contact details at the end.
We will. We can have some great fun.
You could do.
You know, on a wet, wintry day, sitting at home thinking of alternative street names. You imagine the Monopoly board when it comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Go straight to Blogger Avenue.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Do not pass whatever, you know.
Interesting.
Yes, and collect, what's that credit thing they have now? Not currency, it's something else. You know what I mean?
No, not really.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll move on anyway. And to controversy or controversy.
Oh, we like that.
Where you go. And it would appear that a Polish MP has got herself into a little bit of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
For making the suggestion that atheists and Catholics and Muslims be deported for not upholding Polish values.
Oh dear. Will there be anybody left?
Probably not. But of course, Polish people have been saying, well, if I can put myself in the queue, I'd like to go to New Zealand or Argentina or the tropics, and I can be ready by 10 o'clock in the morning.
Can it backfire, does it?
Well, it has, and it could have some quite serious repercussions because, needless to say, one of her colleagues in the Polish parliament has decided to refer her comments to the ethics committee.
Oh, dear.
And so that could be quite messy. She, of course, has brushed this off as best she can by saying...
How can you brush off a statement like that?
Well, I know, but she's merely highlighting the numbers of migrants working in Poland.
Yeah, but I mean, she's also including people who are born and bred there and have heritage in all those the groups that she's mentioned.
Yes, mm-hmm, yes, absolutely. So... could be interesting. We might well have an update on this one. You never know.
It's not really a vote winner, is it?
No.
Well, we would like to hear from you if you know some futuristic-sounding streets or if you'd just like to say hello. We'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely, we would. Search for us online, RNIB Connect Radio, and that's where you'll find us.
And there's a Contact Us tab there. You can send us a message there or on Facebook as well. Just search for RNIB Connect Radio.
What a good idea.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.